There is a framework deal on the state budget as today's midnight deadline approaches, but it appears less likely that the midnight deadline for passage will be met. Governor Andrew Cuomo says his minimum wage proposal now includes a pause in the phase-in to $15 after 3 years to reassess the state's health of the state's economy. More from our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
In Cuomo's latest plan, the $15 an hour minimum wage would be fully phased in 3 years in New York City. The phase-in for Long Island and upstate would be longer. And Cuomo says after the first 3 years, there would be a break to analyze the effects of the wage hike so far on the economies of those regions.
If the economy slows, national downturn, you have a safety mechanism for the minimum wage increase, which is the perfect design, right? You have predictability, you have a long-term plan, but you have a built-in mechanism that gauges it to the economy at that time, and if there's a change, you can adjust. That would be the most intelligent system.
Senate Leader John Flanagan was still holding meetings with his Republican conference.
We are not there. We'll get there, but we are not finalized.
The Senate was scheduled to reconvene for a party conference at 11 a.m. on Thursday. Cuomo says there's also discussions to add income tax reductions for New Yorkers earning under $300,000 a year.
We have a framework of a what we call a middle class income tax cut, which would be about $1 billion, which would be a very, very big deal.
Talks were also continuing on enacting a paid family leave program, where employees would contribute to a fund to pay up to 12 weeks of paid leave per year. And exact numbers for school aid distribution are yet to be determined. Charter schools were advocating for more funding in the budget as well. Governor Cuomo dropped a plan to shift $250 million in Medicaid costs to New York City after Assembly Democrats, many of whom are from the city, objected. Instead, Cuomo will work with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in a joint effort to wring savings from the program. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says that's a big step forward.
It's better than it was. I mean, we're closer. Some of the ideas that the city would have to pay up front is off the table. The fact that the savings is more of a collaborative effort and not to be penalized.
An earlier plan to spread the additional Medicaid costs among all of New York's counties has been scrapped. As the clock ticked toward the deadline, Cuomo raised a new potential form of persuasion to get lawmakers to agree on a budget. The governor and legislature have appointed a pay raise commission. It will make a decision after the November elections on whether senators and assembly members should receive a pay hike. Cuomo, who has appointees on the commission, hinted that lawmakers would have to prove that they deserve a pay raise.
Performance matters. If they don't pass a budget on time, obviously that is a failure of performance.
But before the pay commission decides, the governor says, lawmakers will first have to make their case to the voters on Election Day. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.